Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, January 7th. You'll be interested to know, 414 years ago, today in 1610, Italian astronomer Galileo made earth-shaking discoveries, identifying four moons that revolve around Jupiter, which were later named the Galilean moons. His observations using the telescope also revealed that many more stars are visible than what can be seen with the naked eye, revolutionizing astronomy. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning it's sunny and feels like 3 degrees with 17 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:28 and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:13. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny Tuesday with a high around 29 and a breezy northwest wind gusting up to 31 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies, a low of 17, and light winds around 12 to 15 miles per hour. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be just before 11 with a high tide at 5. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 42 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Wednesday with a high near 28 and a west wind around 16 miles per hour. Wednesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 16. Thursday brings partly sunny skies and a high near 30. With a northwest wind around 14 miles per hour. Thursday night will be partly cloudy again, with a low around 22. Friday will be sunny, reaching a high near 38, and a northwest wind around 9 miles per hour. Friday night stays partly cloudy, with a low around 23. Saturday continues with partly sunny skies, a high near 36, and a gentle northwest wind. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, Boston police are alerting residents about a new scam that falsely claims individuals have unpaid parking tickets. People are receiving text messages about these supposed overdue tickets, which are not sent by the city government. The police advise checking the official webpage regarding parking tickets. Payments must be made within 21 days through various methods. A fraudulent message claiming a late fee of $35 contains grammatical errors and directs recipients to a fake website designed to capture personal information. Residents should ignore such texts and report any incidents to the Boston Police Department to stay safe. Now on to sports. Robert Kraft, chairman and chief executive officer of the New England Patriots, took full responsibility for the team's struggles during a media briefing at Gillette Stadium yesterday. He admitted that the firing of Gerard Mayo after a disappointing 4-win and 13-loss season was his decision. Kraft expressed regret for placing Mayo in an untenable situation, acknowledging the Patriots are no longer a premier franchise. As they prepare to hire their second head coach in 2 seasons, Kraft indicated a need for a rebuild, emphasizing that the new coach will have significant influence over player and coaching decisions. Moving on to college football, last night, the North Dakota State Bison clinched their 10th FCS title, edging past Montana State 35-32. Cam Miller's dynamic performance, with 4 total touchdowns, propelled the Bison. Despite Tommy Mellett's valiant effort, Cutting the lead late, the Bobcats couldn't overcome the Bison's dominant first-half lead. In the other college football playoff semifinals, Thursday night, we have the Capital One Orange Bowl at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. The Notre Dame Fighting Irish take on the Penn State Nittany Lions on ESPN. Notre Dame is favored by 2.5, with the over-under at 45.5. Also on ESPN, Friday night in the Goodyear Cotton Bowl in Arlington, Texas, the Ohio State Buckeyes play the Texas Longhorns. Ohio State is favored by 5.5, with the over-under at 53.5. In local sports, last night, the Celtics and Bruins were off. Tonight, the Celtics at 26-10 take on the Denver Nuggets, who are 20-14 at Ball Arena. Jason Tatum leads Boston with 28.1 points per game, while Nikola Jokic of Denver, with 13 rebounds on average, aims to assert dominance. The Celtics are favored by 4.5 points. Also tonight, the Bruins at 20-17-5 welcome the Edmonton Oilers to Beantown. With David Pastrnak leading the charge, the Bees look to avenge an earlier overtime loss. The Oilers are 24-12-3. In top news, the recent deal between Disney and Fubo is reshaping how fans consume sports television. As streaming services like Amazon Prime Video, Google's YouTube TV, and Netflix enter the arena with deals for major league sports, traditional networks such as ESPN, Fox, and NBC are forming new alliances. Disney's merger of Hulu with Fubo aims to bolster ESPN's reach, which has dropped from 100 million subscribers to only 65 million. The new offerings will range from $10 as part of bundled services to $30 for standalone access. Meanwhile, Netflix continues expanding its sports portfolio, posing a significant challenge to ESPN's dominance. In business news, the Pentagon has added several prominent Chinese companies to its list of entities identified as military in nature. This includes major players such as Tencent, China Overseas Shipping, and Contemporary Ambrix Technology. The Defense Department's assessment highlights China's strategy of integrating commercial and military technology, aiming to bolster its national power. Following the announcement, Tencent shares fell nearly 8%, with the company asserting that its inclusion was a mistake. Critics, including a spokesman for the Chinese embassy, condemned the Pentagon's actions as discriminatory, while lawmakers push for further expansions of the list. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $102,000. Ethereum is just under $3,700. And Goatsy's Maximus is about 51 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Instagram is testing a feature that utilizes Meta's artificial intelligence to generate images of users in various scenarios, which will appear in their feeds. One Reddit user reported seeing themselves in front of an endless maze of mirrors after uploading selfies to Meta's Imagine feature. Despite initial skepticism from others online, Meta confirmed the authenticity of these images, clarifying that they are not advertisements, but part of a new testing phase. Users who engage with the Imagine Yourself feature may soon find AI-generated images reflecting their interests appearing in their timelines. And in entertainment news, director Matt Reeves has shared a promising update on The Batman 2, although fans may need to be patient a bit longer. Originally set for an October 2026 release, the film's debut has been pushed back to 2027. While Reeves works on the script, he admits the process has been slow, however. He confirmed that filming is expected to start this year, aligning with reports that production could ramp up in the summer of 2025. With multiple projects underway for DC Studios, including The Penguin, Reeves aims to craft a surprising story that keeps fans engaged. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the British philosopher, Bernard Williams. And he said, "Man never made any material as resilient as the human spirit." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.